New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson ran for the Democratic nomination for president earlier this year, but dropped out before Barack Obama won the party's nomination. Richardson was in West Tampa today to rally support for Obama during early voting. Before the rally, WMNF spoke with Richardson at La Casa Sierra restaurant on North Howard Avenue and began by asking the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations how the United States will end the war on Iraq.
Well, my solution is what Senator Obama says. Let's have a safe, orderly withdrawal of our troops. Do it in a way that also involves American diplomacy. We need to talk to the Iraqi government a lot more forcefully. They need to take over the security of their country. They need to use that $80 billion they have from oil revenues to help their own people. And then we need diplomacy. We need the United Nations involved. We need multinational forces. We need to talk to Iran. We need some kind of a structure to leave behind in Iraq that helps them keep their democracy going. But this policy of the surge of having no end in sight, $20 billion per week, that's money that should go to education, healthcare, to the American people, to our veterans.
And I want to ask you about a comment that Joe Biden made recently where he said that if Obama is elected president, that there would be a crisis soon thereafter. What's your thought on that comment?
Well, I think what Senator Biden was saying is that the Republicans have left us a mess. Iraq, Afghanistan, they've left us with an economic mess that the first 6 months, something's going to happen. That's all he was saying. I don't believe that Biden was saying that Obama is going to be tested just because he's a young president. The reality is that America has a lot of tinderboxes, a lot of challenges, and anything can happen. And he referred to John F. Kennedy when he first became president, the Bay of Pigs, the Cuban Missile Crisis, and that with Senator Obama and Senator Biden, who are both experienced, there could be a crisis. That's just a logical step. And he's been unfairly attacked for saying that Obama is not ready. He was just making a comment that is based on history.
And you talk about unfair attacks. Today you'll be speaking about the robocalls by the Republican Party. Has this been a dirty campaign?
Well, yes. Robocalls, distortions, lies. The Republicans don't want to talk about the economy. So they're talking about everything else. They're talking about Senator Obama's character. They're talking about irrelevant issues. And that's going to continue. That's their modus operandi around the country the last 2 weeks. Throw anything at the candidate's record, try to intimidate voters, try to scare them from voting. You know, it's starting in New Mexico and Colorado. It's here in Florida. It shouldn't happen. We're better than that.
Is it an effective strategy? Will it work for them?
Well, sometimes it's worked in the past, but I think the public has caught on to them. What they try to do in Ohio and Florida 8 years ago in my state, they claimed there was voter fraud in New Mexico, and it's never happened. Nothing has ever been proven. So, again, these tactics are not going to work.
You're governor of a border state. What's the solution for the immigration issue?
Well, the solution is threefold. One, deal with it. In other words, don't avoid it. Secondly, have a plan that has a legalization of the 12 million, not automatic citizenship, but legalization. We have to increase security at the border. And thirdly, we got to increase the number of legal immigrants into America, especially now that our economy is hurting. We need good, strong workers in this country.